Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour. You're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Deandra Cartwright, and we are going to be starting an hour of pure goodness. The Happy Hour is a radio show that's dedicated only and solely, absolutely, to talking about the goodness in the world, in our Bahamian society, highlighting individuals and groups, no matter their ages, so that we know of the positivity that's around us. We hear so much about negativity, and we've designed this show just to bring you sunshine on what seems to be an endless parade of rainy days sometimes. So just to say, if you or someone you know, a group or an individual, here or outside of the Bahamas, because by the virtues of technology, I can reach you no matter where you are, we want to highlight you. We want to share with the world what you are doing so that we can all be inspired. So, as you know, we didn't get to do this last week because we had such a full schedule. I want to go over some of the upcoming events so you can mark your calendar so that we can see what we need to support. Starting off today, St. John's College is having their Mardi Gras. So that started at 12 o'clock. That's going to go straight through this evening. They will have all of the usual fair games and foods and whatnot. They're also having a dance for the students. I mean, not call them kids, the students as well. So that's happening right there on school grounds. Also happening coming up, there's so many things that are going on. And I like to make sure that we all know what's going happening. I want to get this right. The Sir Derwent Knowles National Junior Sailing Regatta starts on Thursday, the 19th of February. So when you see all of the little boats at Montague Harbor, that's the young sailors of our country from different islands coming down to compete in their big-time competition. They'll be out there from Thursday, the 19th, and I think it continues straight through to the 22nd, although my calendar is showing me the 23rd, Monday the 23rd. So you can double-check with the sailing clubs just to confirm when you can go out there to support the young ones. Also happening at the end of this month, starting on, if you're a member of the Bahamas National Trust, that is, on Friday, the 27th of February, is Wine and Art. As you know, this major fundraiser for the Bahamas National Trust usually happens in October, but we were having some very bad weather around there, so they decided to change the time So you want to mark your calendars for the Friday, which is the 27th of February. But remember, if you're not a member, you can't go until Saturday, the 28th. And of course, I have to put my own plug inside there because yours truly will be out there with her handmade jewelry. So if you're there, come and check me out. I will be debuting some new pieces. Also happening on Saturday the 28th, the Cancer Society of the Bahamas is having their Stride for Life Fun Run Walk. They've changed their venue from Collins Avenue to Goodman's Bay. There's still time to sign up. They do have a, I think they're calling it a, I need to, they have a short one. So it's like a, like maybe 3 miles flat. And then they have another one that's a little over 3 miles, so the 5K. Then they have a 10K option. All of them come with medals and you're giving your money to a good cause. So check out the Cancer Society and sign up now. Also happening on Saturday, the 28th of February, is the National Family Island Regatta 70th Platinum Ball. They are celebrating 70 years of the National Family Island Regatta. Those of us in the sailing community, we call that the Georgetown Regatta because it happens down in Exuma. But they have a big-time celebration happening at the Bahamar. Those tickets are $200, and you can reach out to the organizing committee for that. Again, that's happening on the 28th of February. You all know I already got my ticket, right, because that's my time to shine. I'm ready to go. So cheers to all my Long Island people. I hope to see some of my Exuma sailors. And let's see who else come up there. I'm checking off of my Acklands, my Andrews, and my Abaco family. Let's come out and have a grand time. Sailing is our national sport, so it's time to shine. I heard they will be giving out some awards and whatnot at that time, too. Who knows what's going to happen? This is forward thinking, because, you know, I try to give you some up into like a month ahead. So today is the 14th. So I'm going to go to the 14th of March. Saturday, the 7th of March, the Bahamas Kidney Association will be having their fun run walk. That's going to start at 6 o'clock, also at Goodman's Bay. So you want to check them out so that you can register for that. Again, it's for a very good cause. They're also having something at the end of March, their Emerald Soiree. It's a fundraiser. I think it's going to be in the form of a gala. You can reach out to the Bahamas Kidney Association for more details on that. I guess I should also say that my birthday is on the 12th of March, too. So we're going to be celebrating that. Also coming up, and just as so you know, next week will be a pre-recorded show. Yours truly is traveling. But we will be speaking to the Perry Institute for Marine Science. They're going to be talking about their upcoming summer program for young people. And we're going to hear more from their interns about what that experience looks like. Now, just as one more thing on that calendar, and again, if you know of events that are happening and fundraisers, this is not for businesses, but fundraisers who are, you know, persons who are trying to bring attention to some of the activities and events that are happening for non-governmental organizations, civic groups, churches, let me know. I'd be happy to read them on air for you. Just so you know, this is also, there's a series of events happening with the Ministry of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting, with their Department of Gender and Family Affairs and the National Women's Advisory Council. So they are having a series of events under the theme Ensuring and Strengthening Access to Justice for All. It's their National Women's Symposium. Again, they have a lot of events happening. You can double check on their pages, but on Friday, the 27th of February, is going to be their official opening ceremony at Bahamas Harvest Church. Then on Saturday, the 28th, they're having the actual symposium, so that's going to be from 8 to 4:30. It's free admission, also happening at Bahamas Harvest, and the theme is Give to Gain, Equipping Women for Success in 2026 and Beyond. Again, that's at Bahamas Harvest. They're also going to have a worship service on the 1st of March. That's going to be at Christ Church Cathedral. Shout out to the Anglicans, Sam, because you know your girl Anglican. Mm-hmm. They're saying sisters gathering together to show spiritual support and sisterhood and solidarity. I have a comment to make, but I will hold that because that's a morning blend comment that I want to make. So today is a happy hour. Tuesday, the 3rd of March, is going to be the award ceremony and women in law. Award ceremony. I think that should say award ceremony for women in law and order. So they're going to be honoring excellence, leadership, and service among women in law and order. That's going to be at Government House, but that's by invitation only. So if you don't get the paper, you can go. So speakers and panelists, Shanta Knowles, Commissioner of Police, Janet McKenzie, Assistant Commissioner of Police, very good friends of mine. Because y'all know I used to work in the women's space, right? Y'all know I'm a women's rights expert. Okay, just so y'all know. We used to do that for a very long time. Sheikha Serville, Deputy Magistrate, Renard Henfield, Attorney, Gia Moxie Lockhart, Attorney, Davina Knowles Robinson, Cleora Farquharson, Tamika Johnson Dames, Rashad they have some typos. Y'all need to fix this. DeLo, I think this was supposed to be DeLavo. Marion Bethel, Terrell DeValier, Nurse Jacqueline Benaby, Angela Palacia, Cheryl Carroll, Marissa Mason Smith, Akira Gabriel, Maudlin Cooper, Destiny Johnson Allen, and much others. It's going to be moderated by Dr. Anthony Hamilton, Chair of the Commission for Persons with Disability and the President of Civil Society of Bahamas, along with Dr. Melissa Hall. So again, you're celebrating women from the 27th of February straight to the 3rd of March. You want to check that out. I feel like there are some other things happening, but I've already told you all of this. Oh, I did not tell you about this big one. They're opening the Winston. Let me get it right. The Winston Saunders Theater, y'all. They finally opened up the big part of the Dundas. They are going to be debuting as the very first show, Gun Boy Rhapsody, which is the play that was written and directed and was going to be directed by Ian Strawn, okay? And this is going to be with Saiba Arts, like, you know, by their sponsorship, with the support of the UNESCO International Fund for Cultural Diversity. So this is going to be showing March 11th to the 14th, and then the 18th to the 21st. They're also offering 6 matinee performances, Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m., and then 2 public performances on Saturday at 8 p.m. So they have the flyer on their pages. You can check it on. I think Shakespeare in Paradise has it on their page, and the Dundas has it on their page. We'll share it on our page as well. But again, y'all, that theater has not been open in more than, I feel like, 10 years. So you want to make sure, mark your calendars for that. They have been on an ages-long journey to try and renovate that space. It is the premier theater space. So you want to get your tickets and you want to get them quick, because everybody who's anybody go on be there from when they first opened that place open. I'm not going to be here, unfortunately, so I can't go. It's just so sad. Anyway, also happening, and I'm glad to say this, the Nassau Music Society has started and is continuing their concert series. So what's happening on the 8th of March at Echo, that's at Bahamar, an evening with the Ray Trio. So Romel Scherer on cello, Dr. Alexander Shea on clarinet, Ezekiel Thompson on the piano, with guest pianist Dr. Paul Jones. They're going to present a rich and varied program of work by Debussy, Carl Fruhling, Paul Juan, Gwyneth Walker, and Nino Rota. And so they're going to be going through the impressionist color, romantic lyricism, modern vitality, and cinematic flair styles that they're known for. So that's going to be happening at 6 o'clock on Sunday, the 8th of March. You can get your tickets from Custom Computers or at the door. Each ticket has a complimentary glass of wine. $45 for non-members, $40 for members, and $10 for children and students. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an excellent way to expose your kids to classical music. I grew up going to these things and actually got quite a few of my friends to go and experience what classical music sounds like and the beauty of it. So we had heard before on our show from young persons about the discipline of music and just what music means to them. So this is an excellent way for $10 to get your students out to experience it. And you can follow the Nassau Music Society on Facebook so you can keep up to date with these things. We must give a shout out to, because they were also on our show and we like to make sure highlight all of the goodness that's going on around us. This is the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, the Bahamas chapter. They're having a senior fraud prevention workshop. And by senior, I mean for our senior citizens. They are going to be talking about Wise, Wired, and Protected, safeguarding seniors in a digital world. That's happening on Saturday, February 21st. So that's next Saturday, yes. At 11 o'clock, it's going to take place at the Holy Spirit Anglican Church. That's in Shippingham. So Damon Bradshaw, Ricardo Hamilton, Omar Neely, Devine Roll are going to be talking to you about how can you safeguard the seniors in your life from the digital worlds and all the badness that happened on there. Because, you know, people be sharing these links to try and take advantage of our seniors. Also happening at Christ Community Church on the 28th of February, Passion, Peace, and Play. This is Dion Cunningham. He's going to be having a solo piano album debut concert with guest appearances by Sinead Kemp, Keith Kalon. And those are $50 ahead of time, $60 at the door, box offices, logos, customs, custom computers, and I can't see the rest of these things. And $20 for kids ahead of time, $25 at the door. So there, when y'all say things ain't happening, things happening. Y'all keep up to date with me, and y'all can see just what happened inside this town. The good stuff, that is, you know, because it's all supporting a cause or people in arts, in the arts, because they need our support. Great. So we're going to jump straight into, we have our guest, and they tell me that they, I don't know, they're trying to tell me that they're scared, but I try to give them some time to catch theyself, because they represent some pretty mighty but small young girls inside this country who are doing big things. So I tell them, and they got about 15 minutes to go through. Now, we missed this last week. Remember how we started off this year about how we can improve our lives and the different habits that we can build up? So I want to go over what I would have shared last week. And we're talking about micro rest, okay? So micro rest is how we can survive macro exhaustion. So an example of doing this is closing your eyes for 3 breaths before getting out of the car. Breathe for 15 seconds before you open your laptop. Saying no to something and feeling your shoulders drop. Lighting a candle just because, not for ambience or for guests, just for you, especially if it smells good. Letting the dishes sit overnight without guilt. Now, they say overnight. They didn't say the whole week, but they say overnight. Now, I know some of us who live by ourselves sometimes, so that one night could turn into 2. But at the same time, it's almost as though, when you know you're tired, just let yourself go to sleep. Deal with it in the morning. Responding to an email when you have energy to respond, not when you have to respond. On that particular note, if you don't need all them newsletters and them sales things coming to you, just click on subscribe so you don't get all of that coming in and get overwhelmed. Feeling gratitude at that moment, your head hits the pillow and you realize you made it through another day. Sitting in silence without filling it with scrolling. That's for me, because I need to put this phone down sometimes. Stretching in bed before your feet touch the floor. Do you all know how good that feels? My goodness, when you just give that good stretch before you start the day. Shout out to my yoga instructor, Shadfer. He's amazing. Canceling plans and immediately feeling lighter. You know, like when you make plans with persons and then they call and then they say, you know what, maybe another time. And you just be like, that's okay, that's fine. When they hang up, you be like, yes, that's what that mean. Like, don't feel guilty about it. Even reach out to say, hey, I'm not feeling up to it. I've learned personally that sometimes I make plans when I'm feeling real good. And then when the day comes, I be like, man, why I said yes to this thing? So we have to also gauge ourselves. What are the rules that we need to put in place to safeguard our future selves from our past selves and making all of them commitments? My personal rule is I do one extra thing on a Saturday outside of the show right now. It's very difficult to hold on to, but people getting used to it. I love that for me. Permission to do absolutely nothing for 5 minutes. The exhale when you change into your pajamas. Choosing the nap over the to-do list. I was just talking to my sisters about I need to take a nap. I can't. Y'all know what I do after the show. I go and sleep. Turning your phone to do not disturb without explaining why. Listen, so much people just be getting do not disturb on my phone. And I literally don't apologize for it. We have do not disturb for work. Do not disturb for the radio. Do not disturb for when I am at the gym. My phone is just on do not disturb. I literally have as my status. If you message me and I don't respond, call. When you call, I can call you when I can. That's literally my status. And when you say you didn't see it, no, you did. It right there. I'll screenshot and send it right back to you. Mm-hmm. Standing outside and just being. You also how pretty some of these days been feeling and looking recently, especially after that cold. We like the cold, but that was some cold, cold. All right? Now you got some nice sun with some cool breeze. Catch this good weather while you can, because y'all could be. I was going to say a bad way just now. Y'all could be feeling some type of way when that real summer heat come. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's enjoy this weather. But can you imagine that we have the health and vitality just to stand up outside and breathe and not have to worry about that? Come on, man. Just really 5 minutes. And then you say thank you to God one day. Let's bless the Lord all our souls. Mm-hmm. The relief of letting something be good enough. I talking to you perfectionists out there. Includes me. Sometimes just getting it done is all that matters. It don't got to be perfect. But that between you and your style of work. Sometimes you got to be flexible. Stop being so hard on yourself. Remembering that rest is not something you have to earn. I know I'm speaking to somebody out there, and y'all don't know y'all don't be getting enough sleep. Let's work on that, man. We already start the new year, but there's still, think about it. If we go on about a year, this is still Monday. This is still Monday of the, if we put 2 months per day of the week, we still on Monday, almost Tuesday. So we could still make a difference. Mm-hmm. And then y'all know November and December, when we get to the embers of the year, that's when we winding down. So I say that Saturday and Sunday of the year. So that's how we go. But that's our micro rest for how we can survive macro exhaustion. Now, I had another set to go through just to, and I want y'all to think about this, and then we'll have another check-in next week. So the February Self-Trust Challenge, I'll go through this very quickly, okay? The self-promise inventory. So you want to write down the promises that you've been making to yourself repeatedly and then analyze them. You want to sort them into what you can keep with integrity right now, what needs to be resized, and what you need to release. I'm going to stop right there because I'm not going to go through all of these. I'm only picking out the first five. We tell ourselves all the time that we want to do this, that, and the third. And you know you don't have enough time to do that. You know you don't have the brain space. You know you don't have the emotional capacity. You know you don't have the financial capacity. Why are you stressing yourself out so much? Like, let's figure out what we can do, what doesn't push us too far, and then cut away what does not matter. We be stressing our own self out and trying to blame other people. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. And you can't beat me because I just go to the gym. Mm. The next one, capacity check-in. Before you say yes, pause and ask, do I genuinely have the capacity for this right now? Notice whether your yes comes from the real desire and energy or from guilt, fear, or pressure to prove yourself. Before I say yes to anything these days, you know what I do? I set that aside and I come back to that in about 24 hours, 36 hours, and let me see. Unless it's immediate. If it's immediate, I tell people, listen, I needed 2 business days to contemplate this. Because I can't say, I need to check what my commitments are. I have to double check. As a Long Island woman, I don't want to give you no halfway type thing where we don't operate like that. And what I've noticed is that once you set your boundaries, people know how to deal with you. And if you're flexible on your boundaries, they can treat you like that too. One daily promise. Choose one tiny, almost laughably small. I mean, it's like you really think it too small. But it's a very small promise that you can keep every day this month to rebuild your self-trust through consistency. Do you know that sometimes we don't trust ourselves? Do you know how many times we've let ourselves down? It's because of the pressure that we put on ourselves. It's about the things that we promise to do for ourselves and we never do. So this particular one is that you get something so small. That could even be where you say a short prayer every morning. It could be where you increase your water intake. You could go from a bottle to 2 bottles a day. Something small, but something good. And Lent is coming up, people. When y'all choose what you're giving up for Lent, make sure you can sustain it. In the words of Archbishop Drexel Gomez, God rest the dead, you take up, you put down the things that you're trying to get rid of and you try to sustain that after Lent. It isn't just for the 40 days. It's what you're trying to work on for the rest of your life. And he said something profound, and this was more than 10 years ago, and I took it with me ever since then. We always talk about the things we want to get rid of, but we never talk about those habits we should take up. And so when you say you can get rid of doing this, that, and the third, take up some good habits one time, man. We could do it. It's possible. Self-talk analysis. Notice how you speak to yourself when you don't follow through. Write down the exact phrases your inner voice uses. Then y'all can see how some of y'all is talk bad to yourself and then wonder why you be feeling like so. You gotta treat yourself well. You gotta talk to yourself positively. And I know my mommy listening to this. Hi, mommy. Hi. My mother tells me all the time, even when you feel bad, you try to talk to yourself good. Because you control your feelings. Nobody else should be controlling your feelings. And I'm a grown adult and I still listen to my mommy and that's wise advice. Then practice shifting into a tone that takes responsibility without harsh criticism. What that means is I'm telling you that it's only good stuff. God knows it's a serious life. Everything ain't good all the time. And sometimes you got to talk to yourself a little stern. But at the same time, it's how you talk to yourself, take your responsibility, and then analyze how do you go further. You got enough people out there who can try and make you feel bad. That don't mean you got to make yourself feel bad all the time and so harsh too. Watch how you talk to yourself. Because you know what can happen? How you talk to yourself is how you treat other people in your life. And then you wonder why people don't like being around you. I could talk to you strong too. If you need me to chat, listen, tune into the show. Every Saturday, we could be talking about things like this. Follow through evidence log. So every day, I want you to record the small ways you follow through with these things so that your brain collects proof that you're someone who keeps your word. Going back to the self-trust. Now, that's the five things I give you all for today. And then we'll continue through this. We'll continue through this for the rest of the month so that you can have an idea of how do we build that self-trust. Now, I don't talk so much, and I know these ladies because they said that they didn't know if they could fill the hour. I said, no, man, y'all got a good 20 minutes. Y'all straight. We good to go. Joining me in studio today, and when I tell you, I don't know where these ladies is finding energy. I really don't know because they have enough energy. They've been doing this for decades at this point. Joining me in studio today, we have representatives of the Bahamas Girl Guides Association. They got some big-time titles. When I tell you all this, I think they run the world. We got Sheena Davis. She's the international commissioner. Mm-hmm. And we got Michelle Sis. She's the Ranger Seminar Committee member. And I know that ain't the only title she got. She got about 50 of them. And then we're going to be talking about the upcoming Guide Week and the World Thinking Day. Now, I know some people never hear about Thinking Day. But I know y'all know who is a brownie. I know y'all know who is Sunflowers. I know y'all seen them Ranger girls inside their uniform, and I know y'all have seen them selling the cookies. I know that, because I see y'all with the packs in your hand, and then ask where mine is. So they came here to talk to us about, they have several events that are coming up, because they're celebrating a pretty momentous occasion. They have several events that are happening, and we always like to welcome our friends onto the show so they can tell the public what's going on in the Girl Guides world. And I hope Ms. Barrow's listening, because she rammed me in, because when I said Girls Guides, she said it's the Bahamas Girl Guides Association. I listen right. Welcome to the show, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us today. And thank you to everybody out there in Radio Land.
So now tell us, y'all have a lot of events. Y'all just had a pretty big event too, right?
Yes, we did. We've been very, very busy. Mm-hmm. Very busy. We've had a girls' seminar on violence and against women and girls. We just had a fun thing festival. For the girls, where we had the, what was it called?
It was called the International Festival.
Gave girls the opportunity to learn about all of our world centers and all about all the other girls and women around the world that are part of this organization that we're also part of, WIGS, World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts.
Very nice. And then y'all have a pretty big event that's happening, I think, in another 2 weeks or so. So tell us, what in the world is happening with all of your groups? But before we get to that, y'all got to tell the people, what in the world is Bahamas Girl Guides Association? What that is?
So the Bahamas Girl Guides Association, as you mentioned, we've been around for decades. Mm-hmm. We just celebrated, and we're still in our 110th year.
110 years?
110 years. Wow. Yes. We've had some stellar leaders, some women who have been a part of this organization, and we always like to pay tribute to them because they paved the way. They kept us going. Everybody knows Mrs. Garraway, mm-hmm. Miss Granger.
Yes.
And Kelly.
I wait for my friend name, Miss Barry.
Miss Barry's still here. Miss Barry's still here. But we go way back. So yeah, Miss Barry, we have a lot of women who are retired now and still very much active and continuing to serve and to build and to help grow the association. And that's really important because, like you say, nobody get the energy from either.
You saying them? You got energy too?
No, they have more than me. I want them to tell me the secret before I get to that point. It's a lot of years, and as they get older, they still consistently show up. And I really appreciate that. I mean, I came through as a brownie many years ago. I gray now. Uh-huh. But we, you know, they're still keeping this thing going for all of the children, all of the young women, and all of the little ones, the 5 and 7 year olds who are a part of the association right now. Mm-hmm. And we need them. But we need more people to help. We need more volunteers. So let that be the first plug I put in.
Okay.
And you mentioned Miss Sayers, mm-hmm. and you said that, you know, Miss Sayers is not, that's not her only thing.
No. I know. I waited for her to tell me.
She's on that committee. She's the registration secretary.
Registration secretary, really.
And she's retired. You retired too, right?
Yeah, I'm retired.
So, I mean, and she's a volunteer. We're all volunteers, but yes. she came back. She doesn't necessarily work with the girls. You know, a lot of us work with the girls mm-hmm. as leaders. But we also have volunteers that do not work with the girls, and we really need more persons like Ms. Says to be able to help us out. In the area of, you know, bookkeeping and getting our statistics down and all the rest
and
of that good stuff.
And fundraising, we work also.
And
also
definitely, on the fundraising definitely with the fundraising. Mm-hmm.
So there's something for everybody to help Absolutely. With volunteering with the Bahamas Girls Guides Association.
Absolutely.
So if somebody wanted to volunteer with you all, how is the best way to reach out?
You can reach us at our headquarters, which mm-hmm. is basically we're open like about 10 to 5 every day.
Okay.
The number is 322-4342. Or you can send us an email.
Okay.
Bahamas Girl Guides. I'll look that one up and make sure before I say that.
Okay.
Make sure I give you the right email.
Of course, of course. But just to remind the folks tuning in, the Bahamas Girl Guides Association, there we go. You start off, you said, as young as 5, and then you go straight through to college, I think it is.
Yes.
Right, so tell us about the different levels really quickly.
So we start off at Sunflowers. They are 5 and 6 year olds.
And that's the one in the yellow.
Yes, they wear the little yellow. And then we have the brownies. Everybody always know the brownies.
Mm-hmm.
So the brownies are your 8 to 10 year olds.
Right, right.
And they're the ones who, they're actually our largest group right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have guides. Our guides are... they are 11 to 14 year olds.
Okay.
And then we have our rangers, which are 15 to 18 year olds. But we also have a group, and I like to send I know this age group don't really listen to the radio, but we can get them going.
Don't worry, we're putting this online.
We get a group at UB. Call them the UB Link. And mm-hmm. they're a group of college, University of Bahamas college students that they want to continue
in this
guiding association. And so they've been you know, college is rough. You got a lot of stuff you got to do, but they have been making a way to try to do some things and get some service projects going. And, you know, this is a new group, so this is their first semester really going, but they're doing it. They're doing it. They're getting it, you know, getting it done.
So I have to give a special shout out to Ranger Guide Brianna, who's my baby sister, who's a part of the UB Link.
UB Link, yes.
Yes. So and she has been in since she was a brownie. She literally has gone, and to be clear, and I want us to make sure that everybody tuned in knows this, the brownies, the sunflowers, the rangers, the guides, they're not just on New Providence.
No.
Y'all are throughout the Family Islands.
Yes.
And every year, and this is what you're going to talk to us about, you bring them down to New Providence so they get to meet each other, talk to each other. Oh, I know I'm jumping the gun, but the very fact that y'all are present on multiple islands is something to be celebrated.
Yeah, and that is no small feat because that means that we have to have volunteers on each island. Girls are there, but how do we have leaders for them?
Mm-hmm.
And so again, always looking for more leaders and more volunteers to help all of the family islands. I mean, not all of them, but we have a lot of units.
Yeah, where you're all the
majority
present.
Of the family mm-hmm. islands. Yeah.
Now. Y'all came here specifically to tell us about what's going on, and I see somebody got a lot of notes over there. I that's a lot of notes, Miss Michelle. So if we can go into what's happening in the next 2 weeks. What's it called? What do we expect? How can we help? What's happening?
Okay, well, I will let Miss Sayers go first because her event is the first event coming up, and then we'll talk about World Thinking Day, which
okay.
is, of course, an international event. Mm-hmm. We'll start with the first one on the calendar.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sheena, and good afternoon to out there in Radio Land. on Thursday the 19th, get my date right, on Thursday of next week, we begin with a seminar for our Rangers, the Rangers group. And as we celebrate 110 years, we thought we would extend the seminar that we had before and make a three-day event, have a three-day event for our girls. So on Thursday, we begin with a we begin the seminar. And the purpose of this seminar really is to bring in Rangers from across the country to provide them with an opportunity to mix with each other, right? Because truthfully, persons living in Grand Bahama, Rangers in Grand Bahama would not know the girls in Nassau, San Salvador, Exuma, Abaco, wherever they're coming from. So it's an opportunity for girls to meet and interact with girls from other units. It is also an opportunity for them to, in this case, really, to have a bit of fun, but also to do some real concrete things. There's a community service activity that they will be engaged in. I believe they are fixing, maybe repairing one or two benches at CC's Reading School, and they're also doing a tree planting. We also like to encourage them with... let's say their own personal wellness, because we're really developing women out of girls for the future. So wellness and fitness is also a part. There is Zumba for some, and maybe yoga for others, depending on what they choose. So there'll be an activity around that. We're also concerned with helping girls to realize and recognize the importance of... industry, doing things, making things, creativity. So there will be some hands-on activity with creating cosmetics, something that they can take away and use, and to recognize, too, that from very simple and everyday products, sometimes products in their own homes, that they can make cosmetics of their, you know, of their own. We would also, I think, on the Thursday, too, between the Thursday and the Friday, there will be some time for fun activities. I think guides to accustomed to and games, fun times. So there's going to be a campfire activity. And I think the evening, for the Friday evening, we'll have a special ending for them, some kind of activity that's not work, but really, really fun for them. Now, the Thursday-Friday event is an add-on. In the past 2 years, we've had a girls a leadership seminar. I think the initial seminar was in 2024, and we've had 25 and now 26. It's the third year we've tried this. And what happens is that we meet on Saturday morning, and there is a guest speaker. Our intention here is to introduce our girls to women who have been successful in their chosen careers or fields.
It's all about leadership, building, growing leadership.
Definitely growing leadership. That's really what the Girl Guides Association is about, right? Growing women, growing girls, making them or helping them to grow into really women who are productive and who lead a meaningful life. So the focus for our seminar, the leadership seminar, we are looking again at building on the relationships, inter-unit, inter-island for the girls. We're also looking at effective leadership, developing within them effective leadership qualities. So we talk about the importance of collaboration, the importance of good communication skills, gender equality, setting goals, planning. So this year, our leader comes from the public service. In the past, we've had a leader from the banking industry. Last year, we had someone from politics, right? And the someones are always women, okay? So always women, just so that we're clear on that. This year, we have, let me get the name right, Melanie Roach, who is an engineer. She's the first female to have led the who have served as director of the Ministry of Works. The very first female in that role. So we look for persons of that caliber who have been first or who have done exceedingly well in their areas, and we expose the girls. That she would make a presentation to the girls, and they would have an opportunity to ask questions and interact with her. Yes, so our intention there really is to provide exposure to help to grow women.
That sounds like a jam-packed schedule.
It is. Girl Guides, the Girl Guides Association, is a very, very busy organization. And as we've said before, we need volunteers. We need people to help us, really.
Yeah.
To help us. Your time or your treasures, both are very much welcome.
I like that, time and treasure. You all hear that, folks? Now, don't forget, this is also a call-in show. So if you want to talk to the ladies, ask them some questions, or you can offer yourself your time and your treasures. Right now, that's 323-623-325-4316-325-4259. You can also text us at 422-4796. You can call us toll-free at 300-5720. And while you're doing that, don't forget to like the happy hour on all social media platforms. Now, we heard about the upcoming, that was like 5 days. I feel like that sounded like 15
no,
days.
No, it's only 3 days. It's only 3 days. Thursday through Saturday.
I see why my baby sister used to be like, this is a lot, but I love it. And I've actually tested the cosmetics that they have made and whatnot. So she came home so proudly to present, I think, was it lip balm, I think, or was it lotion? It was one of the two
probably
things.
Probably lip balm.
Right. And she brought it. She's like, smell this. Doesn't it smell so nice? And like, put it on. Does it work? I made that. And I was like, geez. So I was so proud of her, like, for doing that. So you're also teaching them to hone these crafts, to potentially think of it as a method of income.
Potential right. business.
Exactly.
Yes.
So you're creating little entrepreneurs outside of the cookie sales. Yes. And I hope y'all brought on the chief cookie seller a couple months ago. So I hope y'all supported and got your cookies. Now, I know that the World Thinking Day is a big one. We actually, last time we posted about this, the World's Girl Guides liked our post and everything about it.
Wow.
Right. So we're hoping they pick up some of this too. But tell us, what is World Thinking Day? Why does it matter? And what's going to happen? And how many girls are going to be participating?
Okay. All right, so World Thinking Day, as you mentioned, is celebrated by Girl Guides and Girl Scouts all over the world. It's an international day, February 22nd. And February 22nd is very significant because February 22nd is the birthday of our founder, both of them, Lord and Lady Baden-Powell. Their birthdays were on the same day. And so that is why World Thinking Day is celebrated on February 22nd, all over, everywhere. But our founder was the person who got this whole association, this whole organization going. And so it's pretty important. This year is actually the 100th anniversary of World Thinking Day. So isn't that significant too, right? And that's
very.
So 110 years the association has been around, the 100th year for World Thinking Day. And so it's pretty exciting to know that we've actually been celebrating it for 100 years. And the theme for this year, which also makes it significant, is that it is our friendship.
Oh.
And it's about friendship with this lady who was just, who was a volunteer, who came into the association, but also all of the girls having friendships together that builds that and grows. And I think about the relationships that I have with women who've been a part of the association as long as I have, or who even longer than I have. But it's about our friendship. And then, of course, you have the international friendship. We get a whole lot of pen pal requests. And, now with technology, video swapping and all the rest of that. So it's really an exciting time. So 100 years. And this year, like I said, 100 anniversary, and we're going to celebrate at Government House. And we haven't been to Government House for a long time. You know, I've had some of our older leaders who said, boy, we haven't been to Government House for a long time. And I remember when all of our Thanking Day celebrations mm-hmm. used to be at Government House. I think a lot of our girls may not have had that opportunity to go to Government House and celebrate World Thanking Day. And so it's an opportunity for everybody, kind of, you know, our patron is the Governor General or the Governor General's wife. And of course, we have a female Governor General, so we have a female, our patron is actually the Governor General.
Excellent.
So we want to make sure that, you know, give them, these girls, an opportunity to go to Government House and see. We're going to be on Lower Gardens, which is the Upper Gardens. I think it's called Upper Gardens.
Upper Gardens and Lower Grounds.
On the Lower Grounds. Mm-hmm. Yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we'll be. We actually have a parade, a march, leaving from our new headquarters, Legacy House. Mm-hmm. We're going to be traveling down Bay Street and going marching to Government House. And then at 4 p.m., we'll have our service, our celebration of World Thanking Day, where we're going to celebrate friendship.
Now that sounds huge. Congratulations on getting back to Government House. That's beautiful. And speaking about friendships, just so you know, we actually got a message just for you. I am so excited to hear what is happening with the Girl Guides Association. As one of Mrs. Davis's Holy Family members who went from Sunflower to Ranger, I have gained so much. I was around for Government House Thanking Days. Although I may not be able to volunteer consistently, I would love to give back where I can. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, particularly if you have been impacted by Girls Guides, here's the time. You can reach out now to Miss Michelle, Miss Davis, so we can get you in touch and get you signed up. If you don't want to be on the front lines helping with the girls, mm-hmm. you can be just like Miss who's be helping with the bookkeeping. The second, you know, she sold me some tickets for their fundraising events. I tell you, this woman was telling me I was going to enjoy myself, and I did. So she does a whole lot of things, right? Now we talked about those 3 days of events. Mm-hmm. We talked about World Thanking Day. Now, just remind the folks tuned in, we're talking about girls from the ages of 5 straight up to 18 and beyond into college. How many members do you currently have at the association?
Currently, we have just over 1,800 that have registered for this year.
Oh, wow.
In previous years, last year in particular, I think we would definitely exceed 2,000.
Okay.
So we run roughly about 2,000 girls per year. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's still early because I think a lot of our a lot of units start later. If they're not school units, sometimes they end up starting a little bit later. And so that means that the registration comes in a little later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the process is not finished yet. In the registration process for some persons they've not completed as yet. But they're still functioning. They do function. We know that they function. Yes. And I wanted to say, too, that we're on most of the family islands, certainly the larger islands, all have units. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. No, that is fantastic. Shout out to our Long Island guys,
definitely.
Of course. Now, we've talked about the upcoming events. I want you all to tell the folks listening, why would you recommend guides for young girls? Why should parents have their young girls involved?
I'll start. And while you, but I, like I said, I was a brownie. We didn't move on to guides in our church, but at the time, but I went off to school, came back, and immediately started as a leader. And from there, I became a division commissioner and I became a part of the training team. And then this is my second time as international commissioner. So I think, and personally, I could speak for myself in saying that by the working with the women, you learn so much. You have opportunity to work with all the different committees, to plan these activities. You know, sometimes you're working with someone And you'll say, well, I am not good at such and such. And they'll say, okay, don't worry about that. So-and-so is good at that. And we'll pair you with that person. So while you're there, you're learning a new skill. You're learning something new. And the opportunities are endless. You have women who are so good at crafts, women who are good at speaking, women who will correct you when you say it wrong because they know the right way it should be said. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way, in a good way. But because we're always growing and we're always, you know, just like the seminars about helping the young ones to become leaders. Mm-hmm. In everything that we do, it's always about, we say that guiding is a game. Mm-hmm. And so we want to have fun learning. We have to learn. It's always about improvement, but you want to have fun while you're learning. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what guiding is about. So you want your girls to have learn meaningful skills. From when they're in Brownies, they're learning skills. We talk mm-hmm. about, and it's not so much about home skills anymore. You have to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. and that means, yes, you have a home. Whether you have a husband or you just have a home, you still need to know how to take care of that home.
Right.
And those skills are there. We talk about the cookie and the money management. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. sell those cookies, you get 10 packs of cookies, you know mm-hmm. you have to bring mm-hmm. in the money back for that mm-hmm. and being responsible. Mm-hmm. All of these things come through the program that we run. We run a program. It's called the Dream Program. It's not willy-nilly. It's actually down on paper, and we actually have a program that we call it the Dream Program, but we go through all of the different types of skills that we think that these young women, these girls and young women should learn, and it's based on their level. So at the time of their sunflowers, they have their little Dream Program. When they get to Brownies, it's advanced. Ah. And then they go from Brownies, mm-hmm. they go to guides, it advances again, mm-hmm. and it compounds what they begin to learn, and it builds on what they began to learn from their Brownies. And so, you know, if they stick with the program from their sunflowers on to Brownies, on to guides, on to Rangers, and we should be actually bringing your sister on so she could tell why she is still a part, and that college wants to still be a part mm-hmm. of this organization.
No, you know? That's how Shaymin is coming up. It's coming up.
And if I may add.
Oh, for sure. And we also got another text message right before you began, mm-hmm. building on what International Commissioner said. The skills I have learned, this is from a texter, ladies and gents. The skills I have learned from Girl Guides has been vast. It has helped me build character and build confidence. I have been able to travel with WAGS and had other opportunities. I have learned homemaking skills, survival skills, working with others, creative skills, leadership skills, and so many others. That is amazing.
Thank you for that. Thanks as well.
That's awesome because I want to add that I did not have the opportunity to become a guide because guide was not at my church or school at the time. But I'm the mother, proud mother of three former Brownies and guides, right? And through their experience, I've learned, I've come to appreciate that girl guides do so very much in terms of grooming and training and preparation of girls, much more than I could have done with them on my own. And as a result, they have turned out to be very, very confident. Young, well, they're so young anymore. Very, 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 very confident young women, right? And I think one of them in particular had the opportunity to travel. And I didn't realize it at the time that this opportunity would have come about. She would have gone to, I think, Canada to represent, somewhere in Canada to represent the Girl Guides Association. And for me, that's a bonus, really, to be able to travel. That every year groups go, right? Every year groups go.
Not every year, but we have done it.
It seemed kind of popular to me because when year before last, I did, no, the year before that, so that would have been 2023, my family was in, we were doing a trip in Italy. We were in London at the time, flight delay and what have you. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice, Miss Sims! And there was Leisha shouting at me from below, right? And Miss Burrows, the chief, Mrs. Burrows, Leisha Burrows, was with a group of girls on their way to Switzerland.
Oh, one of our world centers.
Yes, one of the world centers.
You that the girl guys don't be going to,
they go places,
to Switzerland.
They go places.
Canada, Switzerland, all over.
But they go all over the place. They do travel. So that is a bonus, you know. But definitely building of confidence, learning how to work with other people. I think those are some of the attributes that girls can find or can learn through their involvement with Girl Guides.
No, that is powerful, honestly. Mm-hmm. And we have a follow-up texter, y'all. We're going to share this number. If you can just text me yes or no, if I can share your number with Mrs. Davis, saying that I think she would love to hear from you. And you sound like you need to talk to the girls so that you can tell them about your journey. She says, I am now an engineer with the confidence that Girls Guides has helped me to build.
Oh, I know who that is.
See, there you go. Now, y'all know time flies when we're having fun. We got 2 more minutes. So, in the y'all, and y'all thought it was going to go so slow. Okay. What were your closing remarks? Did we miss out anything? Anything for us to think about?
Well, we only got to Sunday.
Yes.
What?
We only got to Sunday. So just to run through the other activities for the week, because this is Guide Week. So this is World Thinking Day and Guide Week. Mm-hmm. And on the Monday, so Sunday is Thinking Day. On the Monday, we will have the Sunflower Frolic, which is so the 5 and 7-year-olds will get together. That will be, I'm not sure where that's going to be. Not on this sheet.
We have all the flyers on our Facebook page.
Okay, great, great. So go to the Facebook page. Brownie Revels is going to be, East and West are separate, but they will both be at Holy Cross. Brownie Revels East will be on Tuesday. Brownie Revels West will be on Wednesday, both at Holy Cross. And then the guide event, which is on Thursday. So all of the locations and the times will be posted on the other flyers.
Of course, all of which that are on today's post on the Happy Hours Facebook page. So check those out and we'll share them on the remainder of our social pages. And all of this is starting off, give us the dates again very quickly.
The 19th of February, and it runs until the 26th. And the big one that everyone is welcome to is, of course, World Thinking Day. If you've ever been a guide, a Sunflower Brownie Guide, Ranger, any affiliation, that's the time to come out and celebrate with us. And that's at Government Grounds on February 22nd at 4 p.m.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I know that we tight on time, but I just want to know, with all that going on, where you'll find this energy again? Like y'all sound like y'all have a week long set of activities with literally hundreds of young girls that y'all will be managing during this time.
That's where the volunteers come in. Yes. So we, I got the World Thinking Day thing. She has the Ranger thing. We have. I can give a shout out for Ursula Pratt. I know she has the Sunflowers. I'm not sure who's working with the Brownies, but we have commissioners and other leaders who will be in place. Mm-hmm. We got to, like you say, usually we have like 300 girls sometimes when we have them together. So maybe 150 cents to Brownie Revels are going to be split now. You're looking at, we got to have the manpower in order to corral.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So keep everything organized. No, but our leaders... Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it without the leaders. We could not do it without the leaders and all the other volunteers. And I'd like to give a shout out to them because, as much as an organization is, it is made up of membership. And without the volunteers that come out and that, prep those program, that dream program, and that have those, they're ready and prepared when those girls come into their face and into their space. Mm-hmm. Without them, we couldn't do it. We couldn't keep going, So excellent. We appreciate our volunteers.
And remember, if you want to volunteer, you can reach out to the Bahamas Girl Guides Association by their numbers that are listed and also by their email address, which is also listed, and all their socials. They're now on Instagram too, so you can check them out there. Follow them on Facebook, catch them on Instagram. You can always go down to Legacy House, have a chat. They're there from 10 to 5, Monday through Friday, is it? Yes. Excellent. So you want to find out the different ways you can support the girls' STEM and the women's STEM that be supporting them. They need your help. They're doing great. And as we can see, they have an impact that lasts generations, literally. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It has been a pleasure. And I'm sure you see, if y'all can only see how they're smiling right now, they ain't scared no more. They good.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're very most welcome. Y'all, this has been the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and stay tuned for the rest of the programming.